Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Turn my knob up. I'm up. My knob is up.
Good knob. Yeah, we're here, and we really welcome everybody. It's we're into our second week, I believe it is, of entering into it, of Major League Baseball training.
Yeah, spring training is going now. You've been watching those games, Fred?
I've been watching them, and lackluster is a great word. But and it applies in most cases, and you know, I like it when they overcover Kershaw's curveball.
Yeah, Clayton had some problems in the first game. He gave up a couple of runs here in his second game, but the Dodgers eventually, I think, won their first game against. Is it the Cleveland Indians? Is it still? Are they?
To me, it's the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah. I like that the Cleveland Indian logo, but I think they're now known as the Guardians.
Yeah, they are. What are they guarding? I don't know.
The Galaxy.
They're guarding the Galaxy.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that's the full name.
You know, if you give these officious executors the right amount of time, they'll rename everything in the world.
Yeah, they will do it, and they've done it. Yeah. So we have... Washington Redskins are no longer the Redskins.
They should be the Guardians too.
Are they still the Washington football team?
Because once you take Indians and turn them into non-Indians, you can call them anything.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, they got new names. It's the Cleveland Guardians. I'd be a little upset if I was in Cleveland and all my as a kid I rooted for the Indians, and then you.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I know there's a lot of play-by-play people like Charlie Stein here in L.A. who are wrestling with the term. Guardians.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm saying, Charlie, step on the gas and just say, for the entire year, you're not going to address them as Guardians. They're going to be Indians. That's what they are.
I would say the Guardians, formerly Indians, because you know it's going to slip if you've been a baseball announcer for a while. You're going to come out there and have a problem.
But
anyway,
he's going to have to go through treatment.
We've got a lefty with us to join us today on the show. Pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Matt Young is here. He's going to be with us after
Very
the break.
Very good. Yeah, he's going to give us all the scoop on the new CBA and what's going on in baseball.
Yeah, collective bargaining agreement, former Red Sox, Mariner, Los Angeles Dodger. He'll give us a look at spring training. Stay with us here as we continue in the Sports Lounge.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support@Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support@Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome back to the show. And let's get right into our guest, Mike.
Well, let's get to our guest. But before we do, let's just say hi to a couple of the neighbors, because we'll be getting comments and questions for our guest here coming up on the show. And do you want to say hi to Nikki from Nebraska? She says, hope you're doing well, Fred. I enjoy catching your show each week. Bruce is tuning in from New Mexico. And
very
he says,
good.
Hi to all of us. And he says it is showtime, and it is. Now, we do, as Fred mentioned, have a great guest here lined up for you to talk to and listen to. Matt Young is here, and Matt is one of the great baseball pitchers, a left-hander. You know, lefties are hard to come by on a baseball team. He became also what was known as a situational lefty, where you'd go to the bullpen, still do, and you bring in a left-hander to go up against a couple of batters up there where you want to switch him around a little bit, and he's one of the greats. And this guy, he pitched a no-hitter that really he didn't get credit for. We're going to have him tell you that story.
We got to go back and get him credit for it.
Yeah, should we do that today? We'll see if we can do it.
Yeah.
He was born in Pasadena, California, but he went to UCLA, and I wonder if he worked with Rod Dado over there. You think so? Wasn't Dado?
He probably.
Or was Dado USC?
Yeah, he was USC.
USC, yes. Pardon me.
That's a big problem.
Oh, excuse me. So apparently Matt didn't work with him. We'll ask Matt, though, and see if he worked with him or not. And he was drafted by the Seattle Mariners, played with the Mariners. He had Tommy John surgery. Played for Oakland, I think. He was with Oakland for a while, too. And I think he played against the Cleveland. Is it the Indians or the Guardians?
I can't remember. It's going to be the Cleveland Guardians now.
Is that the deal?
Yeah, whatever you want to call them.
All right. So if we can, let's bring in the one and only, the great Matt Young here, who's been standing by. Matt, did you play for Rod Dado?
Oh, God.
Oh,
welcome to the show.
Of course not. he was the other school.
Yeah. Who was the coach at UCLA? They had some pretty good teams over there.
Yeah, he had some very good teams. Gary Adams was.
There you go.
Gary retired a few years ago, and now the coach is John Savage, and he's doing a terrific job over at UCLA.
Oh, beautiful.
Well,
how long has John been over there?
You know how you can't really remember time.
But it's over a decade. I mean, we know he's a good coach.
Oh, yeah. I would think it's about 14, 15 years would be my guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here on the broadcast with us. I don't know, Fred and I like to change seats when you come on the show. Usually I'm on the left of the screen. I move to the right when you're there. It's a nice way to
That threw me off just a little bit.
It did.
Well, you know what happens.
What?
They usually brought me in so I could flip the lineup.
See?
So I guess that's what I'm doing here.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
See, when Fred and I, when we were up there before you were in there, we're like this, and I can look over at Fred this way. And then when you come in, and I got to switch around from the other side.
I like it now. I think we should do this. Yeah.
You do? You like that?
Yeah, this is what we're going to do.
Okay. So Matt, what do you think about spring training so far? What do you think about, as Fred mentioned, the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement? It took us a while to get there. What's the deal?
Yeah, it took us a while to get there. But, I think there's some things that are good. I think probably in the end, the players ended up gaining quite a bit more than the owners, which is usually the case. The players are really, really do a great job of sticking together.
Yeah.
And the Players Association does a great job of negotiating for the players. And each player has a representative on the negotiating, but at least for the Major League Baseball Players Association. And they usually pick about 8 or 9 guys to be on the negotiating committee that really go into a room with the lawyers, and you go face to face with the owners. I was part of that in the, I think it was, I forget what year it was, but it was in the late 80s.
They're all running together.
I got to experience that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and they said that the owners were being, real tough. They locked everybody out. There was no movement on this, and that the owners were going to, no matter what, make sure that they didn't lower the number of years for free agency, and that did not happen. But it definitely seems, now looking at it, like the players got a little bit more than everybody thought they were going to get, correct?
Yeah. You have to give a little bit to the owners. In the end, when you lock somebody out, the players are not, obviously they're not making money, but the owners certainly have a lot more to lose, especially the larger media markets like the New Yorks and the Los Angeleses. And, the larger ones have a lot to lose, so they end up having, the owners there end up having a lot more say. So I'm sure they let the lesser media markets negotiate for a while, and then they come in and they say, okay, this has gone on long enough. Now at this point, we're going to start losing money. So get out of the way and let us finish these negotiations.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. And some of the things that I liked about it, and Fred, you and I talked about this, the designated hitter rule is in the – I was against that for so many years in the National League, and now I'm 100% for it. I'm glad they balanced that out in both leagues now. What's your thoughts on that, Matt Young?
I think it's good. It certainly gives the when an American League team comes in to play a National League team in interleague play – and which they have a lot more of. I mean, when I was playing, we didn't have interleague play. So it only affected teams when they got to the World Series. But, now you have, you have so much crossover in the interleague play that it just only makes it fair. I think having everybody playing by the same rules is, there really was no reason for it. And these guys in the American League will find out that it's just a little bit more difficult to pitch. National League, it's a little bit more difficult to pitch to a lineup when you have nine real hitters up there.
That's right.
And 8 hitters and a pitcher.
Well, I liked the fact that the American League was doing it. They did it for a long time, and finally the National League joined in, and it solidifies everything. And honestly, it makes sense that if everybody does it, nobody wants to go up there and see an inept pitcher try to bunt 3 times and strike out. and that's what they do. And I can't tell you, Matt, how many times I've just left the room guffawing over professional pitchers in the National League, not knowing how to bunt. They stab at everything. They don't know what they're doing, and they try to bunt the worst ball, which is the high ball going about 100 miles an hour. They try to get their bat up there to get down a perfect bunt, and they screw it up every time. So I'm glad I don't have to watch that anymore.
I mean, the pitchers aren't the only ones that can't bunt. You see position players that can't
bunt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's all the analytics,
it's certainly a lost art.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, Matt Young, because I heard an announcer talking during a spring training game saying, like, well, you know, they used to come to spring training to get ready. Now, because of workout rooms and all this, they're ready, and they come in there just to kind of finally hone things down to get ready for the game. I think that's a bunch of hooey, because when I talked to the late, great Sparky Anderson, who was at an event one year, and he said, hey, in spring training, we used to have a day of sliding. We used to have a day of learning to bunt. We used to have a day of, you know, working the pickoff play. That's gone from spring training now.
That's baseball fundamentals.
Those are fundamental, and they're gone. Am I right, Matt Young?
I haven't been out to spring training in a while, but I think they work less and less on it, and more on situational hitting and just getting guys just getting ready to open the season.
Yeah, they got guys in there.
Guys now only get two or three at bats, and then you have a minor leaguer coming in to play.
Exactly. This guy knows what he's talking about. Let me tell you right here. Matt Young is our guest. Matt, hang in here with us. It's Michael Horn. It's Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. We're here coming to you from, everywhere. We're on Sirius XM. We're on the Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and we'll be back with a lot more. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
In the sports lounge.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Fred and I changed seats again. Welcome back here in the sports lounge. We are on radio, as I mentioned, Sirius XM, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and television. We're everywhere. We're on Facebook Live, on YouTube, on CRNTalk.com, Roku, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, you name it, we're there, and we're glad to have you with us. And we got the chat room going on Facebook Live. If you got questions, comments, you can talk to our buddy, our friend, who is here with us. We love this guy, Matt Young, who is one of the great pitchers. And no one, Matt, you were a situational lefty. They would bring you into a game for like one batter sometimes just to kind of turn everybody around. Am I correct?
Yeah, I did a little bit of both. My first 3 or 4 years, I was a starter.
Right.
Then I think in 1986, we had a couple of relievers get hurt. And yeah, I just had an arm that kind of rebounded very well, so it was just natural that I went to the bullpen. I was a closer, and like you said, a situational lefty to see if I could flip a lineup.
You've done it all, and before Fred's got a question about that, before we get to it, tell our audience about the no-hitter you pitched that you didn't get credit for.
Oh, sure. Everybody brings that up.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. It was my first start in 1992, and it was in at the formerly known as Cleveland Indians. Now they're the Guardians.
Oh yeah.
I was throwing real well. I was a little bit of wild. First batter of the game was Kenny Lofton. Everybody remembers him.
Yep.
Speedy outfielder. I walked him. He stole second, stole third, and scored on a fly ball to right field, to a sac fly. Then he came up again in the third inning. I walked him again. He stole second, stole third, and he scored on a ground ball to short.
Wow.
I ended up walking 5 or 6 guys. And
did they all score?
No.
No,
just Kenny, no, just twice.
I didn't even feel like a no-hitter. I finished the game in the bottom of the eighth, and we went to bat in the top of the ninth and didn't score, and we ended up losing 2-1. So I didn't get credit for it because I didn't pitch the bottom of the ninth, but the game was over.
And so you had this no-hitter. You were on the visiting team, so you didn't pitch the ninth inning. They didn't give you the credit. I think you sent the ball to the Hall of Fame, though, didn't you?
Well, the Hall of Fame recognizes it.
Yeah.
And, they asked for my hat and the ball and a signature. And I'm in the Hall of Fame room.
I love it.
And, for the no-hitters, the no-hitter room of the Hall of Fame. So somebody recognizes it. And more importantly, at the time, my mother recognized it.
That's the most important thing.
That and your dog. Your dog and your mom.
That's true. And didn't you also, weren't you involved in the lowest scoring doubleheader, you and Roger Clemens, when you were with Boston?
It was that same day. That was a doubleheader, first game of a doubleheader. And in the second game, Roger Clemens threw a two-hit shutout. So Roger and I combined for the least amount of hits ever given up in a doubleheader in baseball history.
Unbelievable.
Huh. At two. And, it's probably a record that will stick around for a long time because they just don't have doubleheaders anymore, unless they're forced to with rainout.
Think they're going to have some this year, they're saying, to make up some games. They're going to do some doubleheaders.
Yeah, they're going to have some. Now, I'll take my chances on giving up two hits.
Whatever happened to that guy, Roger Clemens? I never heard of him.
Well, guess what? I just spent a week with him a couple of weeks ago up in beautiful Sedona.
Wow, that's nice.
He and his lovely wife Debbie and my wife Sue and I were up there, and we went up there to golf, but it snowed for 2 days.
Oh my gosh! And now spring training's going on there, but not in Sedona. It's down in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Now, you had questions about Fred about
the Matt,
situational
lefty. I believe they just reinstated the new addition of putting a man on second base to start the 10th inning on a game that's tied up. Is
I think it's still there for 2022.
I think it's there for this year coming up.
I thought it was missing, but it's there.
No, but they're going to keep it for this year.
Yeah, exactly.
And
just to assess it again, they're trying to do anything they can to speed up the games. Baseball has gotten, God, it's just gotten to be.
Well, how does that do?
Just a normal game's a 3.5 hour game. And
it's how does that speed the game up? I don't understand how that
speeds the game up because you'll never see another 20 inning game. Odds are somebody's going to score in the first three or four.
But isn't that unfair? Isn't it unfair? The team, in this case, the visiting team, gets the first chance at a runner at second, and if the pitcher gets a little nervous, they score the run. You go in, and an advantage is a run ahead in the bottom of the inning. You're giving them a run.
Well, don't put a nervous pitcher in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the put a pitch time on it. You got to throw the ball within a certain amount of time, 15 seconds. That's it. Everybody, if you don't do it, that guy goes to first base.
Oh,
it's an automatic walk.
That's good.
But
yeah, I think a pitch clock is good, but I think the most important thing or the biggest thing they could do to speed up the game is give us a consistent strike zone and call a strike a strike.
Yeah, see a lot of mistakes.
In the rule book, in the rule book, it's from the bottom of the knees to the armpit.
Well, there's one change they could do that they'll never ever do that they used to do, and that is commercials.
They're not going to change that.
They're not going to change that. The game used to be. I watched on the big screen here the other day. Now that you're home, now that they've mandated that you got to stay in your house for the next 30 years of your life, I watched this. I watched a replay of any game in the '60s and in the '70s, and Bob Gibson's pitching to the Dodgers in St. Louis on the mound that's 6 inches taller than it is now, and the game lasts 2 hours and 10 minutes. That's it. Well, what was the curriculum? What was the reason it only lasted 2 hours and 10 minutes?
Because Koufax and Gibson used to throw the ball right away.
They used to throw the ball right away, and they had the commercials that lasted only enough time to satisfy the commercial people, and then you wind up now getting a delay of game if you go out there too long to talk to anybody. The other thing is that they bring. You mentioned situational. You were a situational guy. Well, everybody that comes in, like Tommy Lasorda, from what I remember, would bring some guy in for one batter. And then he'd come back out again and get rid of that guy and then bring another guy in for the next batter. And you can't do that anymore.
Because of
you have to face. I believe you have to face three batters.
You have to.
That's still in there. So that rule is still in there. So if you bring you in, you got to pitch to three guys.
The other thing they can do is now these guys, because of situational pitching, now these guys are carrying 12 and 13 pitchers. So if you've got seven guys in the bullpen. You can do a lot of manipulating with your pitchers, and every time you change pitchers, you add another 5 minutes to the game.
Well,
you change seven pitches, it's 35 minutes that's added to the game. But I still think the biggest thing is calling a strike, not necessarily expanding the strike zone, but using the actual rules that are there and calling a strike. And what would happen is you won't have these guys just going up there taking. And now they're going. It's guys just go swinging the bat.
Well, they kind of watch the count a little bit. Move your head around a little bit. Your cell phone is wiping out there a little bit. So here's the deal. With this new agreement, and it's already been ratified by the players, the owners have to do it, the rosters are going to expand from 26 to 28 members there from April 7th through May 1st when the season starts. And they're going to allow you the you can have as many pitchers as you want to carry in April. This is amazing. You could have a whole separate team bus of pitchers because the teams, the rosters, because they've shortened spring training, so they're going to allow the teams to carry as many pitchers as they need, but they'll be restricted to 13 beginning May 2nd.
This is terrible.
What do you think of that one, Matty?
I think
Matt?
It's terrible.
Matt Young.
I think that's the players putting that.
So you're breaking up a little bit. Move your head around a little bit. You're breaking up a little bit.
Go out on the freeway.
On the broadcast. Step out on the freeway.
How are we doing that?
Yeah, you're a little better now.
Okay. All it does is promote pitching changes.
Yeah, it does promote pitching changes. That's the deal with this.
If you have it down the ball and you're going to use them, especially if you're trying to roll over a lineup.
That's it.
Get some touches in and change the left-handers back to right-handers and...
You're breaking up a little bit, Matt. We're going to take a quick break to move around the house a little bit there. Get into the front of another window there. We'll get you another cell phone over there. And they should use all cell phones over there when they call to the bullpen. What do you think? Take out the disconnect lines over there and use cell phones. It'd be pretty good, too. All right, it's Michael Horn. It's Fred Dreyer. This is the Sports Lounge. We're here coming at you every week at this time on SiriusXM, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer. We'll get to your emails here in just a minute. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com, and he'll get that message, and we'll get to some of your emails as well too. Stay with us. The Sports Lounge continues. It's the Competition Radio Network. Or are we the Championship Radio Network, Fred?
Championship.
Thank you so much.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston, or Charlotte, or wherever I am this week.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples store has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And this week at Staples, you can save up to $230 on select PCs. Explore what's new for your business at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 3/19. Limit 2 in-store only.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies.
If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Bodette from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
And we're back here. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. We call him the Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from
It's still an
Hunter.
Amazing feat, Mike.
It really is. It really is. And our guest, the amazing Matt Young, is with us. And one of the great lefties of all time. Starter, reliever, situational lefty, you name it. Designated hitter, for all I know. And I got to ask you guys a couple of questions. First off, announcer-wise, the Dodgers, we broadcast from Hollywood, California. The Dodgers have added a bunch of new announcers. They got Eric Karros in there. They got, it's so many guys that they've added now. They got about five new announcers on the team. And so I'm wondering why that is. And do you realize that Joe Buck has left Fox? He has now gone over. He's going to be on ESPN to do Monday Night Football with Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I knew that.
So that means Joe Buck is gone from the baseball broadcast because he's no longer with Fox.
Right.
That means Joe Davis may be elevated up. So I think the Dodgers are stocking up on announcers. Maybe they'll bring Vin Scully back. What do you think, Matt?
That'd be a great idea. There's nothing better than, for nostalgic reasons, going back and listening to the greatest announcer in baseball history.
Yeah, it's actually right. And Mike Tirico is going to be doing Sunday Night Football because we've got changes there on that broadcast team. Chris Collingsworth will still be there, but Amazon is now making the move into Thursday night game. So there's a lot of interesting things that are going on. Here's the thought. This escaped me. Did either of you guys see what they called the Manning Cast? Do you know what the Manning Cast is?
No.
Apparently, it escaped me. They did a trial with Peyton and Eli Manning in the broadcast booth, not necessarily calling the action of the game. Instead, they were just talking about the game. And so they're thinking this may be the new way that the announcer will go. They just kind of sit back like you would at your pal's house, Fred Dreyer, you and Matt Young discussing the game, and it becomes the Young and Dreyer cast.
They've been doing that all last year.
Yeah, but not. They always have a play-by-play guy there.
Yeah, I watched that a couple of times. It just, to me, it didn't tickle my fancy.
Yeah, so
I think you lose some continuity in the play-by-play of the game. But I think anything you could do to make it a little bit more entertaining for the fans.
Yeah. Al Michaels is getting the big deal at Amazon. He's going to be doing the football games on Thursday nights now on Amazon. So he's leaving. Chris Collingsworth, Mike Tirico coming over. There's a lot of changes going on.
I miss Howard Cosell.
Can we bring him back?
The format of three people in the booth, a straight man and Frank, and then having two people like Dandy Don and Howard was perfect.
Yeah.
And it was glib, it was funny, and you got to see the game, and they're trying to repeat that, but they don't have the cast of characters to choose from.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think that really is. Hey, a couple of things here. Baseball-wise, any team strike you as both of you, Fred and Fred Dreyer, and, of course, our guest Matt Young. Any so far in spring training, anybody look like the team to beat so far this year? Anything pop at you?
Matt,
well,
how about you?
If you look at the Dodgers lineup, they're pretty ferocious from top to bottom.
What about pitching on the Dodgers?
Well, they have enough pitchers. It's just who throws well and avoiding injuries like any season in any sport.
How about the Mets with their staff now with Jacob DeGrom? DeGrom was over there. He was like they striking out three or four guys in spring training in a row. He was looking pretty good, and you got Max Scherzer out there too. That could be a good 1-2 punch.
Definitely the most effective pitchers. New York Mets seem to go out and get but I didn't see where they went and got very much hitting to counterbalance the pitching.
There you go. Fred, your thoughts?
Well, this is what, four preseason games into the season.
I'm making my predictions already.
And you want people to choose the winner of the World Series?
Yes.
Well, I'll pick the Dodgers, and I'll pick the Yankees to be in the World Series.
And by the way, there's a rule that only is going to benefit probably the Angels, where now, since there's a designated hitter rule in each league, if you are a pitcher and you're also batting and they take the pitcher out of the game, replacement, put him in, but he's still the designated hitter, he stays in the game as a designated hitter.
Oh, that must be the new Ohtani rule.
Ohtani rule is there. That's a good one there. Is there. And what about, do you think the Dodgers, if the league gets through with their investigation, will allow Trevor Bauer to get out there and pitch the last year of his contract there, Matt?
Yeah, I think he should bring.
I think he
should not only pitch, but he should introduce us to his girlfriend.
Would you stop, Fred?
I want her side of the story is what I want. That's what I want.
Yeah, well, apparently the authorities.
You're terrible. You're terrible. Frank.
The authorities heard it, and they didn't press charges, so I think he should be able to pitch.
You know, they took what, 9 months to make a decision on whether to charge him or not, and they didn't. You know, in the end, they didn't charge him, even with all the high profile news that they had.
Yeah,
that tells me they didn't have very much.
Exactly, and the Dodgers are paying the salary, and they can't use the pitcher. Hey, I'm a fan out there. I know the Dodgers think they got to be lily white and clean and wonderful and do all these things that are perfect. Get Trevor Bauer out there and pitch. We need somebody in the starting rotation.
Yeah, let me ask you, did you hear anything, Matt, about the popularity of Trevor Bauer not being very good and the Dodgers looking for, now that this situation arose where, he's supposedly pounded this girl silly on several occasions, did the team reject him? Did they stand behind him? What was the deal there, dude?
Well, I'm sure at the time, I did hear that there were a couple other pitchers or players in the locker room that didn't take too kindly to it and kind of shunned him. But from what I understand and from what I read, that the video or the pictures that she put up on the internet, he did not leave his house looking like that. That was a staged, from what I understand, it was something that was staged after she left to try and get the hook in him.
I think you got to look at both sides of this thing. And this woman had a history of doing it with other players, and it wasn't reported as this. And so I'm saying if the authorities investigated it, and I'm for a full investigation, impartial study it, and they can't pin anything on Trevor Bauer, then why is he sitting there not able to pitch, and why do the Dodgers can't use him? It's just get him out there.
Well, they're not. I don't believe they're waiting for a verdict of criminality.
Well, they're waiting for Major League Baseball to finish their investigation.
This is all about Major League Baseball slowing this thing down so they can get out from under it.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just unfortunately for Trevor Bauer, obviously something did happen, but it's not enough to rise to be charged criminally. But it's just for Major League Baseball, they have to do. They have to do their own internal investigation, and it's just, they have to decide what the optics are going to look like.
That's it.
Where to draw the line.
That's true. Matt Young is our guest here. Matt Young is our guest here in the Sports Lounge. Carlos Correa signs with the Twins. It looks like Dusty Baker is going to be able to actually build a team there in Houston now that he's getting rid of most of the cheaters.
Well,
getting rid of them all.
He's getting all of his drums.
Trash cans.
All the trash cans, he's getting them donated.
Yeah, and the Houston cheater Jose Altuve is still on the team. Is he still wired up?
No more trash cans in the dugout.
No more. That's it. Hey, Matt, thanks for being with us. We love you here. Come back on the show again, will you?
Fred, Mike, it's always a pleasure, and look forward to doing this again sometime.
Thanks, Matt. We'll see you soon.
Matt Young is one of the all-time best, and we love him, and I'm glad that he's on the air with us here doing his thing, and it makes for a good fun time to have Matty Matt with us. All right, so Fred, we got some. We should go to some email here a little bit if we can.
Well, okay.
In the remaining time that we have
here.
All right. So a lot of pitchers we got to look at this year. People are going to make some comebacks or whatever. But I got to find my letters here first before we can continue with the thing. So anything else you want to talk about?
Not recently, no.
No?
Nothing recent.
Yeah.
I don't have anything recent.
So we've got a lot of people that are sending letters in from time to time. And for some reason, I don't have the letter. Oh, here I do. I have them right now. So we got some fan mail coming in for you. And we got a note from Don. He says, and he may be your PR guy, Fred. He says, Fred Dreyer, and he's talking about you here, one of the many great defensive ends for the Rams, drafted by the Giants and traded to L.A. He's the only NFL player to score two safeties in one game, was the NFL sacks leader in 1974, became an actor starring in the TV show Hunter. He's in the Aztecs Hall of Fame in 1988.
Yeah, well, that's
what he said.
That's well known.
That is well known.
That is well known.
Justin says that there's a great photo of you and Stephanie Miller. I don't know if we have that one.
Stephanie Miller?
I mean, Stephanie.
Really?
That was Jason Muller is here with
really?
Us.
Really?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. There's you and Stephanie on this picture, and we've got, I don't believe we have it up here. No, we don't. Okay, so never mind. We'll get into some. We do have pictures here, though, from Pam, who's our kind of our. Historian here of the Hunter show, and she said Hunter made its debut, and you correct me if she's wrong here, in September of 1984, and it was up against Dallas, an established TV show, so the ratings were low. But Stephen Cannell knew it was too good to be canceled, so he invited Brandon Tartikoff from NBC, then president there, to a private screening of the yet unaired episode, The Snow Queen. And Mr. Tartikoff was indeed impressed and decided to put the series on hiatus until a better time slot could be found. Is that true?
That's all true.
And yeah. So you moved to Saturday nights on May 23rd of 1985. Snow Queen Part 1 was shown. Part 2 was shown. The next week, ratings dramatically improved. And what were you on, 8 years, something like that?
Yeah, but they had a real problem. Had to wait for the schedule to clear around so they could move us away from Friday night to Saturday. They were looking for something for Saturday, and Steve Cannell says, just put this on. You'll own the night.
That's it.
And that's what they did, and it was, you know, the rest is news, history.
You and the lovely Stephanie Kramer here. Here's you and a picture that we have. We'll post it at our website, the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, and you can take a look at that. And then we've got a picture of Miss Stephanie there.
There she
also
is.
You did a good job. And yep. They said in the story here, Snow Queen, it had guest stars like Dennis Franz, Dennis Farina was there, Alicia Knaff was there. And in the story, apparently, Stephanie's character goes undercover as showcasing her singing talent. And she sang, and apparently it's been edited out of the shows now and on the DVDs, but you can still see it on YouTube.
I believe that's due to, originally, it was due to commercialization, and I didn't know that they had taken her piece there that she had done and pulled it out. For
copyright. Was it a copyright issue?
Was that what it says?
Yeah, copyright issues. Oh. Her singing has been edited out on the DVD and the syndicated Hunter episodes, but the original is on YouTube, and you can see it there as well, too. Looks like, is that Dennis Farina there?
That was done near the freeway off ramp. They just pulled the trucks over and they jumped out and they did the shot.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There, you guys are having some fun there. Looks like you're eating, instead of having a cocktail, you're having some apple juice.
I think this was a shot from the show, Night on Bald Mountain.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think that's what it was.
And finally, here's Justin's photograph of you and Stephanie here, and we'll post that up there. Looks like she's sitting in your lap, for gosh sakes.
I hope so.
We're going to take a little break. I have to rest up on that one.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more here. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com for your emails to be answered. Brad says, I used to watch Hunter with my dad. You were the best.
Thank you very much. You and Dad had a great sharing moment of youth and maturity.
There you have it. Kathy said she's on vacation, says hello to us from Las Vegas, where she's probably going on a roll one of the tables.
Stay away from the crap tables there.
Mr. Camper says, all I can say is thank you, sir, for being an example of excellence and moral character, always being the good sport and encouraging others. Most of all, thank you for being part of my Rams. I have already entered you into my Hall of Fame.
Well, thanks very much. We have a lot of Ram fans that have suddenly popped to the surface because of their victory in the Super Bowl. So congratulations on your end.
Now, Joseph is confused a little bit. He says, anytime I see Hunter trending, I'm thinking it's your show that's trending, not Hunter Biden.
That's right.
Hashtag Hunter.
I'm getting a slop over, you know. So that's.
You don't even own a laptop.
I don't want a laptop.
I know you don't. Look on your face.
What do I want a laptop for?
Staying there. By the way, Fred's on Cameo if you want to try to get him to sign some stuff for you.
Well, we're in the process of getting it up and running. Yeah. I should know tomorrow.
And Nasty Mike said, stuff there. He says, if Hunter is trending, it had better be about you and Stephanie Kramer. So a couple of people worrying about Hunter Trent. They all think it's you. Yeah. You're the real Hunter out there, let me tell you, not Biden.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm the sober one.
Hey, there you have it. That's our show. We want to thank you all for tuning in. We're here every week at this time. Coming soon, more episodes, more days during the week. We're working on that for you. We'll have something to talk about here in the next month, so be ready for that. And if you miss anything, don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, on Facebook. He's at facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, your head is so tiny. It's sitting really low in the frame. In the frame here.
Yeah, well, you got all the lights on you.
Yeah, yeah, but it looks really odd. You should...
I'll take care of it next week.
You should do something about the size of your head.
I'll inflate it next week. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.